Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Casey's General Stores. And this is week three of Ladies Month, and we have a great interview with Blonde Bomber Mitchell. We will also hear from James Forrest from VP Racing Fuels, Jamie from International Steel Erectors and NASCO Equipment, and a little more about our local Casey's General Stores, right after a few words from our sponsors.
You wanted the best? They're coming four abreast. It's the World of Outlaws Craftsman Sprint Cars. The premiered Wing Warriors battle it out. The World of Outlaws Superstars. The greatest show on dirt is coming. The World of Outlaws Craftsman Sprint Cars are coming to Deer Creek Speedway for the Clash at the Creek. Thursday, June 29th. Racing starts at 7:30. To buy tickets, go to slspromotions.com or call 815-344-2023.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is proud to announce for the 2017 Sprint Car season that our newest exhibit will be our salute to champion Sammy Swindell, running in our museum from June 1st through October 1st. Stop in and view six of Sammy Swindell's winning sprint cars that Sammy drove during his illustrious career and his 1983 Chili Bowl winning midget race car. Plus, we'll have an exclusive interview with Sammy Swindell and award-winning editor Bones Bossier on video inside the Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell exhibit that you can only see inside the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. Also, our Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell t-shirts and posters will be available starting June 1st. And don't forget to mark your racing calendars for Saturday, June 3rd, when the 28th annual National Sprint Car Hall of Fame induction banquet will be held right here in Knoxville at Dyer Hudson Hall, and the USAC Sprint Cars return to Knoxville Raceway that same Saturday night, July 3rd. That's our Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell exhibit, June 1st through October 1st at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, and the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum Induction Banquet and USAC Sprint Cars, Saturday night, June 3rd. In Knoxville.
Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself who has been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992. Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one choice for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today. Made by racers. Four racers. 800-622-6617.
Kevco Racing specializes in oil pans for Chevrolet, Ford, Mopar, Circle Track, Road Race, and Street and Strip. Made in the USA by racers for racers. Kevco Racing. Valve covers, evac canister kits, access panels for race cars, along with a full line of trailer and garage accessories. See Kevco Racing's full line of products at their brand new website, KevcoRacing.com. And if you don't see it, it doesn't mean Kevco Racing can't build it. Make American manufacturing grow. To Kevco Racing, you should go. Built by racers you all know. See KevcoRacing.com or call them toll-free 1-800-770-3557. That's 1-800-770-3557.
Hi, this is Ken Snow from Snow's Classics. Had your ride for a while and are you looking to clear out some space in your shop? Now is a great time to sell your classics at Snow's Classics. We take the headaches out of selling your classic car. Plus, your car will be viewed by thousands of cars driving by on I-35 and at our huge car show Saturday, July 15th. Log on to snowsclassics.com and check out what we have to offer, where we make dreams happen one customer at a time.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on the Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment on the Dirt Show, and it is week three of Ladies Month, and it is my pleasure today to have Blonde Bomber Mitchell on the show with me. And how did you get started in racing?
Well, there's a story with me and my dad. He actually got me in super stock racing years ago, and once we did that and did the points and rookie of the year, and then went on to modified, and then when I started traveling back when the USMTS first started a little bit with them, I got it. He said I pretty much left his league, so I've just kind of been doing a lot of this on my own for a long time, and then now recently we switched over to late model racing, so I enjoy it. It's one of those things, is once you get going, I always said it's a legal drug. So you're hooked. If you really like racing, it's all about taking the good with the bad and just keep on going and give it your all every weekend, and one of the coolest things is for Blom Bomber is a fan following. It's exciting to see little girls that come up to you and say, I want to be just like you, Blom Bomber, and that type of thing. So I get a real kick out of it.
Just researching your racing career, if there's somebody that's been bit by the racing bug, you obviously have been, because you've always got a smile on your face, regardless of the situation. And right now we're talking to you from your home base in Pea Ridge, Arkansas. And what are the closest tracks to your home base that you race regularly?
Well, you know, I spend a lot of time on the road. I think last year we calculated we did almost 60,000 miles just following a dream on the road last year in modified racing. So when we come home, we call home Monette, primarily Missouri, Monette, Missouri, because it's the closest. So if we really want to go try some different things out, we'll go hit a home track close by, and that's one of them we normally hit.
One of your older modifieds that really caught my eye was the R&R Street Rod Craft Car. I grew up watching Willie Craft race. That looks like a really neat car.
That was my best modified car I'd ever had. I tried different chassis that I wished I'd never got rid of my craft car, because it was one of those cars that when I started racing with USMPS, I learned everything about that car, what not to do, what to do. I mean, it took me a little longer, but, you know, each track had its own notebook, and it was like, next time, try this, don't do that. So that car had a lot of history with me, and when everybody said, Bomber, you've got to upgrade, because, you know, it was a three-link, a Z-link on one side, and I was like, I don't know, and then I did, and I regretted it ever since I did. But that was my old shoe, is what I call it.
Not only are you traveling all over racing, you just launched a brand new business, Blonde Bomber Trucking.
Yeah, so all in the same year, 6 months, we went from, I was an IT geek for one of the largest retailers, retired from that profession and decided that if I want to follow my racing dream, I needed to figure out something to do that would allow me to do that. So I decided to open up my own trucking company. Right now we're operating 5 trucks and have 5 drivers, and, you know, racing and trucking kind of go hand to hand. It isn't for the weak-minded.
Going all over the country, I can't imagine the neat racetracks, the beautiful landscapes, and some of the great people you've met on the road.
You know, that is probably the coolest thing about racing. Racing itself is one of those things that drives you to figure out a car, how to make a car go fast on dirt. And I know you compete against drivers, and whether you're a female or a male, it's all a competition between your car and how to get it hooked up on a 3/8 dry slick track and still make it go forward and fast. But outside of that, I will tell you, I'm always amazed at the following that Blom Bomber has as far as racing goes. And when you get to meet them year after year, you know, I love going to the show meet, because all my buddies up from Minnesota and Wisconsin, they'll come up and they never forget you and you never forget them. So every track that you go to, and the little ones, the young girls that come up, they're inspired that a female's actually racing. Kind of become a role model, so you kind of have to make sure that you watch your P's and Q's and make sure you're always doing the right thing, because you never know who's actually watching you. I'm always amazed by that.
And I know you have a huge fan following wherever you go, and you actually have some of the guys come down in the pits and help you on the car.
Yeah, oddly enough, you do, and then you get some help you don't want, but it becomes comical. But, you know, they just want you to do well. And I don't know if it's because I'm the minority out there in some aspects, just because of the fact that I guess I'm crazy enough to compete with these guys. But with the drivers alone, I know, I'm sure, and I've met some of those drivers that don't think that a female belongs out there. But the majority of, even from a driver aspect, is the collaboration, the help from the fans, the drivers, other drivers. You know, Kelly Shyrock, my biggest mentor through modified racing. Wherever you met up with him, wherever you were racing against him, if you needed anything or any guidance, he was there to give it to you, and he was a good teacher. So you just appreciate the camaraderie that you have amongst the drivers as well. But the fans, they get funny because they do want to help. They know nothing about racing. But it's fun, and that's what it's supposed to be, even though you're in a competition.
The sign on your rear spoiler doesn't play well with others. That is fun.
Yeah, that's just a warning. My friend always says that, and I guess what they did, it's just me and my car out on the dirt. But, yeah, you know, I'm not one to be picked on and not one to pretty much be messed with when we're out on the track. And if you're not driving well, just remember, if you're behind there, it's your turn if you were to do anything. So it's kind of a something funny, but in an aspect of it, it's serious.
When did you start getting involved with the USMTS?
Oh, wow. I would say, you know, it's been off and on, but last year, really serious with them last year. But off and on, I'd say 10, 12 years when I could. You know, my profession that I do have during the week limited that a little bit. And that's the reason, one of the reasons why we got in the trucking company, because do something that will allow me to get more involved in it on a consistent basis as well. I always believe you got one life. If you don't ever jump, how do you know that you ever will succeed what you want to do for your dream? So that's kind of why I decided to do it.
Running with a touring series like that can really wear a driver and a pit crew out. I have a lot of respect for that dedication it takes to compete even a single season with one of those series.
It is tough. Before I met my significant other now, as my crew chief, it's the two of us, and he maintains now the racing stuff. Well, I really try to focus on the trucking, but for a long time there, yeah, I did it all by myself. I traveled to anywhere in the United States. Once you get in that rig and you head out, it's like an adrenaline. And I'd always say when I come back to the office, it's like a whole different speed when you come back and you've been on this peak of adrenaline for X amount of days, however long you've been out there. And then when you come back to reality, and that's just what keeps you going. It's exciting, and it's just one of those things that just feeds what you want to do.
Major events like the Duel in the Desert in Las Vegas, what is it like to be part of an event of that magnitude?
That was awesome. You know, and that was one of those that was on the list that, you know, I got to go, and we'll be back. I mean, it was a great program. IMCA Racing at its fullest. Saw several drivers there that I actually raced against in the USMTS and even some local guys. So that was a big stage to be on, and I felt blessed at the fact that I had the opportunity to do it last November. And so who knows? It may be on the list this November. It was a great program. They had a well-staged, and it was well put together.
You do a great job of promoting your sponsors that help you out during the racing season.
Oh, absolutely. Because I'll tell you, it takes a lot of work just to come up with one sponsor or have one sign on board. You know, around here, not really living in what we call race heaven, race up north or race south, I think it would be probably a little bit easier. So the sponsors you do get, you want to promote them because what's in it for them? Because they suck a lot in it for you. And I would like to always think that they understood if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be able to do what we do.
A few years ago, many of the USMTS regulars began trying out late models. What happened to bring about this change?
Insanity? well, not sure, really, other than it's one of those that was presented to you in a way that you had an opportunity to drive two really great cars. You just have to ask yourself, okay, why not, right? We still plan on putting a modified program together, but right now we're focusing on these late models. A little different ball game, but I think we'll get the hang of it pretty quick and do a lot of racing with the MLRA and the Mars Series and pretty much anywhere that makes sense to go from a monetary standpoint. So looking forward to it this summer. It's been a slow start because of the trucking company, but I think we're about to get ourselves forward and out there. So hopefully we'll make our fans and sponsors proud.
On your Facebook page, there is a really cool picture of your yellow late model inside with a bunch of cool vintage race cars around in the background. Where was this picture taken?
Well, that was one of the shops, and actually we've changed race cars since then. So Right now we have two rocket chassis. We decided not to do the chassis that was in there, but we got two rockets.
What is the biggest difference for you getting out of the modified and getting into the late model?
Well, I said it this way. I'll probably get back at a modified and have problems turning. One of the things is that the late model has the ability to do is it turns. The turns are phenomenal when you get in. Horsepower is insane, so you have to really learn to control it with the pedal when it's not a really hooked up racetrack. But the crazy thing about it is with these big wide tires on it, it just gives you that much more off the turn when you're in the gas, even if it's dry stick. But that's the biggest difference with these particular cars. Oh, and the nose piece is a lot wider. I remember my first time out, I was like, oh, that was kind of, you know, run into the back of somebody and not realize that that bumper is in the link. You can't see it. So it's wider, longer, and so it was one of those learning curves that keep your nose clean up front.
One of our loyal Dirt Show fans, Don, up in St. Cloud, was at the Show Me 100 and got to come down and hang out with you in the pit area. How did you do down there at the Show Me 100?
Show Me 100? Friday night, the Show Me 100 was a blast. The first night, we were in a brand new car, one of the rocket chassis not been in. It was a different setup. And, yeah, Dan come down and visit. They're a ton of fun and made, you know, the whole day and the weekend. They come and check, and man, the car really looked good and that type of thing. It was so lucky. When you run with those guys, that's very humbling. I remember the first time I ran with the USMTS guys, I thought it was very humbling because, you know, you're a very competitive driver and you hook up with the best in the nation. You kind of got to go into school, and we didn't do too bad. I think we showed a positive presence as far as being there in the car that I've never raced before, so we learned a few things about it. And Friday night, I will tell you, the track was so hooked up, but it was just a lot of fun. We had a good time, and it was good to see a bunch of race fans.
Fans would get to see you in Minnesota in your modified. Will you be bringing your late model up here for any races this season?
You know, if the opportunity presents itself, that's the plan, because I know the MLRA guys actually go up that direction. So, absolutely. But, yeah, we'll be at Deer Creek and at the Fall Jamboree and I'm modified. But, yeah, that is the plan, is to go up north with these late models.
The Fall Jamboree, that is one great get-together here in southern Minnesota. And I know fans look forward to seeing you there, and I'm sure you look forward to coming.
I always look forward to the Fall Jamboree. I wouldn't miss it. And if I had to miss it, it would have to be something very spectacular to keep me from coming.
I appreciate your time today. I know you're very busy running the business and getting the race car ready to go, and look forward to seeing you this fall at the Fall Jamboree at Deer Creek Speedway.
I look forward to it. Thank you so much. I just want to say hi, fans out there in the north, and we'll see you at the Fall Jamboree.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Rhino Ag believes in building products with quality from the inside out. We start by hiring farmers to work in manufacturing building products for farmers. They know the best about the day-to-day demands the farmer expects. Then every Rhino product is factory filled with Lucas Oil to make sure every part on a Rhino is quality from the inside out. For a dealer near you, visit rhinoag.com.
Duradoc strength and durability withstand the water and elements 24 hours a day. Duradoc's all-aluminum welded construction, stainless steel fasteners, and non-slip surface that stays cool even in the hottest weather. It might just outlast your water skiing days. Whatever you need, roll-ins, floaters, or sectionals, Duradoc has got you covered. And best of all, no tools are needed for installation, which leaves you more time to enjoy the lake. Contact Tony today at 641-529-0698 for standard or custom sizes. The last dock you will ever need to purchase, Duradoc.
The big boys with the big toys, Dale Enterprises. Stuff to get the job done. We can get it done fast, we can get it done right.
We're not messing around with those pussy toys.
Fire them up, let the horses run. The big boys with the big toys, Dale Enterprises.
Galloping through a sea of yellow, Slashing, spraying, cutting. Can't keep this up much longer.
Hey, wake up! You're dreaming about our dandelion problem again.
Huh? What?
Just call Wolf and Sons, and they'll take care of our dandelion problem. 455-3524.
455-3524.
Wolf and Sons, the dandelion assassins.
Yeah.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact, Aero Racing Wheels can be seen on the dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact, Aero Racing Wheels has become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact, the Aero 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy, NASCAR, Xfinity, and Camping World Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see AeroRacingWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by James Forrest from VP Racing Fuels. And James, over the winter months watching MAV TV, it was so cool seeing all the great racing events VP Fuels supports and are involved in, especially the indoor late model event at St. Louis. As a fan, I want to say thank you, and it must be really cool to help bring those events to the fans.
Oh, absolutely. And as the title sponsor for Gateway Dirt Nationals, that was absolutely incredible. That was the largest indoor stock car race in the last 34 years. The crowd loved it. The racers loved it. It was a fifth-mile oval right on the floor of the Edward Jones Dome, and it was pretty amazing, I got to tell you.
VP Products. The founder of VP Fuels was a race driver himself that was unhappy with the products that were available to him in the early 70s. So like any good racer out there, you figure out a better solution.
Yeah, Steve Burns, the founder of our company, you know, great story there. VP Racing Fuels was an invention of necessity to him. He virtually had to figure out a way to go faster, which I think every race car driver out there wants to know that answer to that question, you know. So, I mean, he came up with some fuels and testing and worked and worked and worked and actually had studied out at the Library of Congress and taught himself. Just an amazing guy, and an amazing story.
Some of VP Fuels' early customers were unknown drag racers by the name of Bob Glidden and Warren Johnson. Now, those are some pretty good guys to be testing your stuff.
Those were some great guys. Actually, it's funny you should bring up Warren Johnson. He was our first paying customer. That was the first guy who actually bought our fuel was Warren Johnson. But yeah, Steve Burns, again, the founder of VP Race Fuels, went to Warren and Bob Glidden and asked him, please, you know, help me test this fuel. I need for you to give me the feedback here so that, you know, we can build something and make our racing better. And that's, again, how it all started, yeah.
Then VP Racing Fuels expanded into the motorcycle market, and since that time, the fuels have hundreds of championships. You also sell products in very easy-to-use containers to prevent contamination, because we all know dirt tracks are dusty.
Yeah, yeah. When we went into the motorcycle market, again, it was the same concept as how we started off in drag racing and then moving into the dirt track markets, you know. We wanted two-stroke, unleaded two and four, leaded four, and we came up with various different fuels, basically on the good, better, best lines. And right now, some of our top-line fuels are MR12 and Pro 6. These are being used right now by AMA Pro Racing Series, Best in the Desert with AFM, NMA, Score. So, yeah, and as far as the easy pour things, it just made good sense when we were putting these five-gallon pails together to do an easy spout, an easy pour, you know, and then we also have a nozzle that goes on the end of that makes it a little bit easier to work with as well. So, yeah.
Let's start talking about some of your great product lines. Racing fuels and lubricants. What does VP provide for your clients, as well as small engine fuels and lubricants?
Well, along with our core business of race fuel, VP has come out with a full line of consumer products as well, SEF, the small engine fuels. These fuels are designed to keep small engines running that don't consistently run because of the problems that ethanol creates to the fuel systems. So whether you're running a premix system or whether you're running straight four cycle, we have that fuel that's ethanol free, 94 octane, which the small engines love that number, keeps them running cooler, keeps them running longer, and there's no problems because of the ethanol based issues. We also have a full line of fuel additives. We call that Mattatives. We have fuel stabilizers, systems cleaners, power boosts, octanium and cetanium, both for octane enhancers and cetane enhancers. We have a diesel all-in-one that's great to treat diesel that guys have problems with gelling and need a little extra number on that cetane. Great product. We have Power Wash, which we used to call a Moto Wash, and basically it's for cleaning bikes, quads, just about anything that you're going to go out there and get dirty with. So it's a great product. We've had it for years. And then we have our lubricants, which we have a full line of consumer lubricants from two-cycle oils to four-cycle, 30-weight small engine oils, bar and chain oils, hydraulic oils, and all these are a high-grade synthetic oil. But we also have recently come out with some great race lubricants, and they're starting to hit our markets right now. We're getting some excellent feedback on them. So I think the racers are going to be really happy with some of these products. And along with that, naturally we do our race fuel containers, our 5-gallon race fuel containers. And if you need to get some really cool gear, go to vpracingfuels.com, click on your apparel website, and get you a nice t-shirt and a hat to go with you for the weekend.
RC Hobby Fuels. Many guys enjoy playing around with some really sophisticated toys, and they require some very high-grade fuel.
You know, I was surprised of how high-grade that fuel really is. When we took over the RC PowerMaster name, there are so many different ones. There's 20% nitro, 30, 40, 50, 60. I mean, so many different variables there that we really had to work on that market. And now we've got two world champion guys that are signed up with us right now that run our RC fuel. So pretty cool stuff there.
VP Racing Fuel has become the official fuel of choice for many sanctioning bodies throughout the country because of your quality and reliability.
Yeah. VP, over the last 40 years, has been the most consistent race fuel on the planet. And we have always prided ourselves in that. We want the racers to know that we are going to do our very best to provide you with whatever race fuel that you need for whatever application, and consistently it will be the same. And I think we do that for the fans as well. We want everybody to enjoy the show as well as have fun if they're participating.
A cool little VP side story. VP Fuels provided the horsepower for the first ever monster truck front flip.
Yeah, Leo Donnell. That was pretty amazing in Las Vegas at the World Challenge there. You can actually go to the VP site, vpracingfuels.com, and pull that up, and it will show you that. And like I said earlier, you can go to that site as well and look for anything. So if you're concerned about a fuel that you may be running or something that you'd like to look at or a consumer product that you have a question about, go to my site at vpracingfuels.com, and you can get all your answers right there, or you can call your local distributor.
VP Fuels are driven to be competitive. Many VP employees are former racers that have hands-on product knowledge to pass on to the customers.
Absolutely, starting from the top all the way down. I mean, we mentioned Steve Burns earlier, drag racer. My boss is actually a drag racer. He's a radio racer. The West Coast, former West Coast manager, who is now the director of consumer products, was affiliated with the motorcycle market and dirt. He actually participated in the Baja. Our former Georgia manager was a racer. So yeah, we've had a wealth of knowledge poured into a lot of our management staff because they are racers or former racers.
And James, I know you yourself are one of the biggest race fans I know.
Here's the thing. If it smells like race fuel, I'm going to find it. I'm going there. If it smells like VP race fuel, I want to be a part of it.
How can you find out more about VP products and locate an area dealer?
Go to vpracingfuels.com, and no matter where you're at or your location, it will give you our regional offices, whether it's California, Indiana, Delaware, Florida, Georgia. Contact your regional office, and I always say this because they know the dealers out there that will be best to service you as the customer. They will help you. They will guide you. If you have technical questions, you can ask it at that time. They can take care of everything right then and there for you. So I always advise go to your local regional office, and they will give you the best service possible.
James, thank you for everything you do to support racing, and thank you for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Hey, I appreciate you letting me be on here with you, Clayne. Thank you so much, and if you guys ever need anything, give me a holler anytime.
Thank you.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365.
After many years working on and repairing large commercial vehicles, Rod French opened his own welding, repair, and fabrication shop. For the past 15 years, Rod has run his fabricating business at his country home, offering welding and fabrication as well as truck frame extensions. In 2012, the business expanded to include designing, building, and installing Powerlift hydraulic doors from French's Repair and Fabrication Incorporated and Powerlift Doors by French Manufacturing Incorporated. Give us a call at 507-374-9306.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor in Blooming Prairie is the place to go for your next golf cart. And now with two locations, Miners Outdoor can serve you even better. Be sure to check out More Golf and Utility, located just 3 miles east of I-35 in Lakeville. Remember to ask about Club Car's new consumer golf cart, Onward. That's Miners Outdoor in Blooming Prairie and More Golf and Utility in Lakeville.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Why does World of Outlaw sprint car driver David Gravel use Walker Performance Filtration Systems?
We use Walker Performance Filtration Systems because it keeps the dirt out of our engines, making our engine builders happy, and we did not have one engine failure last year throughout the whole World of Outlaw season, and they perform great on the dyno, and they translate that to the racetrack.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers car care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers car care products distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on the Dirt Show, and I am joined by Jamie at International Steel Erectors and NASCO Equipment. And Jamie, this is truly a family-run business at International Steel Erectors and NASCO Equipment. If a customer calls, either you or your husband will be answering the phone.
Yes, Clayne, that is right. Someone is always by the phone to take your call.
Adding the additional location with the purchase of NASCO equipment added a bunch of great new products to your lineup, plus the opportunity to gain some new customers that are loyal to those brands like Geyser to Fords and Chevys.
Yes, we are now authorized dealers for GSI, Balin, Zimmerman and Farm Fans, along with MFS and Grain Handler.
Talk about your current line of grain bins and the competitive advantages of each brand.
We currently handle three different bin lines, MFS, GSI, and Balin. With this combination of grain bins, we are able to cover the needs of small farms to large co-ops.
You also carry a line of steel buildings as well. And in Minnesota, we know those buildings better be designed to handle wind and the weight of heavy snow.
Yes, that's correct. We source our steel frame buildings from Star and Sentinel and Balin.
With today's steel technology buildings, those new buildings can be massive. I saw one on your Facebook page that is 200 by 230 with 120 by 20 addition. You can design a building that would fit anybody's needs.
Yes, with a steel frame building, we can design to any dimension with standard clear spans of up to 150 feet.
What lines of dryers do you carry?
We currently carry Grain Handler Mixed Flow Dryer, Zimmerman Tower Dryer, and Farm Fans Portable Dryers.
Grain Handler Dryers are built locally. As a Grain Handler dealer, does that give you an advantage selling that product because it would be easy to go directly to the builder and have one custom built to suit a client's needs?
Yes, it does. With Grain Handler Dryers being built in Lakeville, Minnesota, it makes it very easy for us to get products without the delayed shipping times.
You carry many other valuable products to make fall harvest go quickly and smoothly. One product I spotted was the Clean Air Screens, which gives your customers a great simple way to add ground level screeners to their systems. Making things work together is what you guys are all about.
Yes, it is, Clean. We have access to several other product lines that will help get our customers' operations running smoothly.
Another service you offer here is crane service. You have some massive cranes, and these are some expensive pieces of equipment. They're a real asset to the service that you can provide.
The cranes can really help in our construction. With the limited number of days we get before harvest to build systems, we need to have the cranes on site and ready.
When I make a purchase, I first look for experience, value, and will they be there for service after the sale? With ISE and NASCO equipment, the answer to all three of those questions is absolutely.
Yes, with two locations, this gives us the opportunity to pool our resources if needed to service our customers.
What is the best way to find out more information about International Steel Erectors or NASCO?
You can give us a call, 507-451-3448, or on the web at internationalsteelerectors.com.
Jamie, thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
Thank you, Clayne. Napa Know
How! Ever wish you could have your own walk-up music? Napa has the rugged Bluetooth speaker on sale for $29.99. It's portable and waterproof, which means you can play walk-up music anywhere. Showing up to a party? Walk-up music. Doing a sweet cannonball? Walk-up music. The rugged Bluetooth speaker at Napa for $29.99 makes everything cooler. That's Napa Know-How. Napa Know-How! At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 6/30/17.
Honey, did you hear that noise?
What? What noise?
I think it's hailing outside.
What? I don't hear anything.
Did you put my van in the garage?
No, I didn't.
Well, now we definitely have hail damage to my van. I know just the person who can fix that damage, though.
Who would that be?
Bob from Midwest Collision in Faribault. He specializes in hail damage repair. Give him a call at 332-2434. That's 507-332-2434.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there whether it's a small or large project with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna. Licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Speed the Sauce Man here. Will you lend me an ear?
Our newest sauce is finally ready to eat. It packs a punch of heat with just the right amount of sweet. Get ready to greet another tasty cookie treat. Try it out on meat and other foods you'd love to eat.
Hey, barbecue lovers, you can now find our newest sauce, Cookie Sweet and Spicy, on the shelves of your local grocer. Learn more at CookieBBQ.com and on Facebook. And remember, smart cookies use cookies.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, brought to you by Casey's General Stores. And as always, I'm joined by Bev, the manager of the Casey's General Store on the corner of 18th Street and Austin Road in Owatonna. And summer is definitely heating up. Casey's is the perfect pit stop for all of those cold beverages. You even have slushies, and you can also restock your cooler.
You sure can. We have a great variety from all of our vendors, especially the kids. You know, in the summer, they just love those sodas. Along with that, they can have their pizzas or lunch or sandwiches, whatever. And just remember, we also have ice.
And in the summertime, when it's hot and humid, the last thing you want to do is turn that oven on in your house. And right now, for the entire month of June, you've got a great special on pizza.
Yes, we do. We have a two-topping large pizza for $12, and you can't beat that. I mean, everybody's happy with pizza, especially Mom, because she didn't have to cook. And then we also have a special starting the 19th of June through the 31st of July. You can get, on Monday nights, a large pepperoni pizza for $9.99. Who can you feed for $10? I can't feed my crew for $10, but I can now.
There should be no reason to warm up the house on Mondays when you can stop at Casey's for $9.99. Another great deal. You're hot and tired. The last thing you want to do is go home and cook. You can stop at the sub bar.
Yes, you know, it's a new feature that we have here, and it is really a great thing. If you haven't tried them, you really need to stop in, because we build them right in front of you. We bake our bread here, and the bread that Casey's has here is phenomenal. My favorite is the zesty Parmesan. And we also have a jalapeno cheddar, and we have wheat, and we have just Italian. So you have a big variety, and we chop all our veggies here, so everything is fresh. It doesn't come into us. We do it all here, so it's really fresh and good for you, and put together the way you want.
I know a couple weeks ago, we were on our way home from Knoxville, stopped in Pleasantville, Iowa, and fueled up, nice clean restrooms, and stocked up on beverages and food for the trip home. And it's always a great stop, no matter where you're heading out to the racetrack, and always some great deals and a great way to cool off this summer.
You know, and it's so great that summer's here and we can enjoy all these foods that we don't think about in the winter. You're hot, you're tired. The kids are all hot and tired, and nobody feels like cooking, but everybody's hungry. So let us feed you.
Bev, as always, thanks for being with us, and thanks for all the great food ideas so you don't have to warm up your house this summer.
It's my pleasure. Just stop in or call in and order your pizzas or your subs. And we also have pizza delivery. Don't forget that in the evenings.
Any mechanic, woodworker, or craftsman knows that the right tool makes the job a whole lot easier. And having the right tool means having a choice. Honda's 4Trax Rancher line of ATVs are premium tools for the jobs you need to do, whether that's on the job site, hunting, exploring, or on the ranch. It's easy for you to choose the right mix of Rancher features, just like reaching for that right tool. So head on down to Trimble Cycle Center in Austin and check out the new 2017 Honda 4Trax Rancher lineup. Shouldn't all life's choices be that easy? Honda recommends the Rancher for riders 16 years old and older, and recommends that all ATV riders take a training course. Trimble Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
Get a large two-topping pizza for only $12 at Casey's General Stores right now. Don't miss out on this limited time only special. Take advantage of this delicious deal by ordering online at caseystogo.com or using our mobile app. Don't have the mobile app? Download it right now and receive a free 32-ounce fountain. Enjoy easy online ordering, special coupons, games, and more. Casey's, famous for pizza.
Record-breaking yields and low harvest prices. The value of on-farm storage is higher than ever. Start planning for next year now. An on-farm storage system from NASCO Equipment gives you the marketing flexibility to capture the best prices when the timing is right. And that can make a huge difference to your bottom line. Call us, NASCO Equipment, your local Balin, GSI, and Farm Fans dealer. And make an investment now that will maximize your farm's profitability year after year. Call NASCO Equipment of Fairmont or International Steel Erectors today at 507-235-9506.
This is Mark at Courage Ford, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie. If you're on the market for a different car or truck, please stop in and give us a try. We keep a nice selection of new Fords and used cars and trucks of all makes and models. So stop in and give us a shot. You won't be disappointed. And call for all your service needs. Doug will take great care of your auto. Give him a call today, That's at Craig Ford Highway 218, Blooming Prairie, your service-minded dealer.
This your old friend Speed the Sauce Man. Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Last Tuesday night, June 6th, Rice Lake Speedway in Rice Lake, Wisconsin was racing a special race for Aquafest in the Wasota Modified A-Main. Kevin Adams over Dave Kane in the Super Stocks. Tim Johnson over Jeff Brower in the Midwest Modifieds. Denny Cutsforth over Shane Halopka in the Street Stocks. It was Sam Fankhauser over Hunter Van Gilder. And in the Pier Stocks, Dustin Doty over George Richard. Last Thursday night, June 8th, KRA Speedway in Wilmer, Minnesota was racing in the Modified A-Main. Tyler Keeter over Shane Sabraski in the B-Mods. Dan Wheeler over Tyler Keeter in the Mod 4s. Tyler Larson over Adam Prevey in the Sport Compacts. Dustin Verkus over Joe Martin in the Street Stock A-Main. Tim Johnson over Justin Vogel. And in the Super Stock A-Main, Tim Johnson over Shane Sabraski. They were racing at Hancock County Speedway in Britt, Iowa last Friday night, June 9th. In the Modifieds, it was Tom Berry over Shane Swanson. In the IMCA Sport Mods, it was Ty Griffith over Colby Fett. In the IMCA Stock Cars, Justin Newring over Heath Tulp. In the Hobby Stocks, it was Cody Nielsen over Tony Schmidt. And in the Sport Compacts, Bubba Brown over Hunter Benson. They were also racing at the Jackson Motorplex in Jackson, Minnesota. In the 360 Sprint Cars, it was Greg Baker over Lee Gross. In the Race Saver 305 Sprint Cars, it was Dusty Ballinger over Brandon Gellner. In the IMCA A-Mods, it was Brandon Beckendorf over Kelly Shryock. In the IMCA Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf over Josh Meyer. In the Hobby Stocks, it was DJ Clinton over Jeremy Wagner. The World Outlaw Sprint Cars were at Knoxville Raceway in Knoxville, Iowa for a two-night stint, June 9th and 10th. On Friday the 9th, in the 25-lap A-Main, it was Brad Sweet over David Gravel. And in the 305 A-Main, it was Cade Higday over Chris Wolverand. They were also racing at Granite City Speedway in Sauk Rapids, Minnesota on Friday night, June 9th. In the Modifieds, it was Shane Sopraski over Dennis Check. In the B-Mods, Tyler Keeter over Travis Schulte. In the Mod 4 A-Main, Dean Larson over Trevor Rottinger. In the Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini-Mod A-Main, Tayton Hansen over Jack Rivard. In the Sport Compacts, Joseph Wilbur over Corey Merworth. In the Street Stocks, it was Jim Gullickson over Kyle Laney. And in the Super Stocks, Dave Moss over Shane Sabraski. They were also racing at Chateau Raceway on Friday night, June 9th. The Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mods were on hand. Your feature winner, Adam Ackerman over Matt Narveson. In the Modified A-Main, it was Jason Cummins over Greg Pfeiffer Jr. In the B-Mods, Ryan Gergen over Garrett Witaski. In the Hornet Division feature, Kaylee Blowers over Pat Wells. In the Pier Stocks, Chris Hotvec over Jesse Stahl. In the Street Stocks, it was Zach Elward over Fast Freddy Prudell. And in the USRA B-Mods, Derek Clement over Caden Kath. Mississippi Thunder Speedway was also racing on Friday night, June 9th. In the 600 Mini-Mods, Joe Provencino over Greg Willetz. In the Hornets, John Sievertson over Howard Harmstrom. In the Modifieds, it was Jake Tim over Josh Angst. In the USRA B-Mods, Parker Hale over Eric Cans. In the USRA Hobby Stocks, Brady Link over Kevin Hager. And in your USRA Limited Late Models, it was Lance Hover over Tony Barr. Saturday night, June 10th, was night two of the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars at Knoxville Raceway in Knoxville, Iowa. In your 410 Sprint Car A-Main, it was Donnie Schatz over David Gravel. In the 360 18-lap A-Main, it was Nate Van Haften over Sawyer Phillips. They were also racing Saturday night, June 10th, at Fairmont Raceway in the compact feature. Terry Blowers over Nate Koopman. In the Hobby Stocks, Austin Jans over Justin Lunenberg. In the A-Mods, it was Brandon Beckendorf over Eric Daly. In the Sport Mod A-Main, Jared Baumeister over Matthew Loaf. In the Stock Cars, the 5L, a Dustin Larson over Derek Green. Arlington Raceway in Arlington, Minnesota was also racing on Saturday night, June 10th. In the IMCA Hobby Stocks, Corey Probst over Chris Pallman. In the Sport Compacts, Dylan Braunworth over Ryan Bryant. In the Sport Mods, Tony Railson over Chet Reagan, in the Modifieds, Dan Mink over Clint Hattlestead, in the Outlaw Hobby Division, Carl Hewitt Jr. over Dakota Robinson, in your Sprint Car feature, it was Dave Becker over Neil Stevens, and in the Stock Cars, Matt Speckman over Sean Bruns. Deer Creek Speedway was also racing Saturday night, June 10th. In the USRA Modifieds, it was Jason Cummins over Jake Tim. In the Super Stocks, Jeff Brower over Tommy Richards. In the Street Stocks, Danny Richards over Mike Blowers. In the Midwest Modifieds, Ryan Gergen over Don Schaefer. And in the USRA B-Mods, Jim Chisholm over Dustin Krause. Viking Speedway in Alexandria was also racing on Saturday night, June 10th. In the A-Mods, it was Zach Johnson over Dustin Bitson. In the B-Mods, Blake Bolins over John Stevens. In the Late Models, Don Shaw over Zach Johnson. In the Super Late Models, Ben Walden over Dave Zimmerman. In the Pure Stocks, Brock Volker over Craig Garner. In the Street Stocks, Tim Johnson over Brian Crandall. In the Super Stocks, Jeff Krause over Trevor Sir. Ogilvie Raceway was also racing Saturday night, June 10th, in the Modified. Jody Bellafuel over Shane Sabraski. In the B-Mods, Jeremy Nelson over Travis Schulte. In the Mod 4s, Dean Larson over Trevor Rottinger. In the Sport Compact A-Main, Corey Merworth over Paul George. In the Street Stocks, Sam Fankhauser over Jim Gullickson. And in the Super Stocks, Dave Moss over Dustin Nelson. Mason City Motor Speedway in Mason City, Iowa was also racing Sunday night, June 11th. In the USRA Stock Cars, Lynn Panos over Luke Sathoff. In the USRA B-Mods, Jason Schlagen over Dustin Cruz. In the Hobby Stocks, Zach Smith over Derek Willard. And in the Tuners, Devin Jones over Mitch Ballack. The USMTS was also on hand. Rain postponed the feature, so if you head down to Mason City Motor Speedway on Sunday night, August 13th, you'll get to see double feature night.
Since 1972, we the Miskin family have been providing this region with used parts for all years of vehicles and recycling services. Miskin Auto Parts recycles smashed, rusty, worn out cars, trucks, and ag equipment. We provide a U-Pull lot Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 2 here at our Ellendale location. And we stock thousands of parts, or we'll pull them for you for pickup. We have exciting new news. We bought a second salvage yard with vintage cars and trucks from the 30s to the 70s. This lot is located just north of Gordonsville or just south of Glenville, Minnesota. To contact Miskin Auto Parts, call 507-684-2100. Or if you want to get a hold of the second salvage yard with all the vintage and antique parts, call 507-383-1802 and Steve will be glad to help you out. Or you can see us at Miskin.com.
Lou Fager's Racing in Delano, Minnesota is this area's authorized Rocket and Shaw Chassis Repair Shop, offering a full service online store at FagersRacing.com. Log on and join our email for updated newsletters and check out the LFRE Superstock, Modified, and Late Model chassis, including all the IMCA and Wasota parts you need. Lou Fager's Racing has decades of experience in making fast drivers even faster. See them online at FagersRacing.com or give them a call at 800-328-3618 and they'll get the parts you need, compliments of Lightning Lou.
Nothing's more frustrating than the sound of... Hi, this is Ashley from the Otana Auto Clinic. Summer vacations should be a time to get away and relax with the family, not to spend time stuck on the side of the road or at an unfamiliar repair shop far from home. Here at the Otana Auto Clinic, our customers are like family. Stop by our emergency room for vehicles and we will give your automobile a complete inspection and send you on down the road for a worry-free vacation. So call the Otana Auto Clinic today before you head on your way at 414-AUTO.
If your classic isn't so classic, bring it into Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We can fix the upholstery, the carpet, replace a sagging headliner, make your old car look new again, make your seats comfortable again. Whether it's a classic car, work truck, boat, or anything else that moves, we can fix the upholstery and make your ride like new. And we work on convertibles. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.